السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. This is our second session on brotherhood and friendship. The last point we discussed yesterday was the fact that no matter how many brothers in faith, how many friends you have, still you have to try to have more. We quoted hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam that you should try to have as many friends as possible. One reason was that these friends, these brothers in faith, can intercede on the day of judgment for you. They can do shafa'a for you. Another reason that we find in our hadith, and we can also experience ourselves, is that having a true brother, a genuine, faithful friend, brings comfort and tranquility to the heart. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, لكل شيء شيء يستريح إليه. Everything, everyone has something that can find comfort and rest when he meets that thing or goes to that thing. It's not only for human beings. Even for animals, even for birds, there is something that can bring joy and comfort to them. Then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, وَإِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَيَسْتَرِيحُ إِلَىٰ أَخِيهِ الْمُؤْمِنَ كَمَا يَسْتَرِيحُ الطَّيْرُ إِلَىٰ شَكْلِهِ. A mu'min, a believer, finds his comfort, tranquility, and rest, and peace of mind and heart when he is with his brother. Like a bird that finds comfort when goes to its nest. When a bird goes to its nest, finds comfort, can have rest, can be relaxed. Mu'mineen, when they are together, they find this sukoon, this comfort. Sometimes maybe 1 hour, 2 hours, few hours, you are together, you don't feel anything. You don't feel the time. You are just enjoying yourself when you have the company of other mu'mineen. In another hadith, it has been said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُ لَيَسْكُنُ إِلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ كَمَا يَسْكُنُ الظَّمْآنِ إِلَى الْمَاءِ. Imagine a person who is very thirsty. For hours you were thirsty and had no water. And then you find water. You find this very much comforting. So a mu'min finds sukoon, comfort, in his brother, as a thirsty person finds comfort when he finds water and starts drinking water. So this shows that the relation is not a superficial relation. It's not a formal and official relation. It's very intimate, internal, personal relation. It's not the relation just between two bodies. No, it's relation between two souls. We have a beautiful hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, which says, "Al-mu'minu akhu al-mu'min kal-jasad al-wahid." You know, we have this famous hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Which has inspired Sa'di, the Iranian poet, to compose these couplets, Bani Adam Aza Yekdigaran. So this hadith from the Prophet Muhammad says, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمْهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ جَسَدٍ. The example of the believers in their love, affection, sympathy is like one body. When one part of body has problem, the other parts of body will support and show sympathy by having fever. When you have problem in one part, the whole body would have fever. Fever is not only in one part, it's in the whole body. When you have problem in one part of body, the whole body would show support by not sleeping. You would become sleepless. Similar to that hadith from the Prophet, there is a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, which says, "Al-mu'minu akhul mu'min kal-jasad al-wahid." A believer is a brother for another believer, and they together form and build one body, one unit. Like two hands, two eyes, two ears, but of one body, one person. إِنِشْتَكَ شَيْئًا مِنْ وُجِدَ أَلَمُ ذَلِكْ فِي سَائِرِ جَسَدِ. If one part has a problem, has pain, you find the impact on rest of the body. If a brother in faith, if a person in our community has problem, we cannot be indifferent, we cannot be relaxed. If one of us becomes ill, everyone has to be concerned. If one has problem, everyone has to be concerned, because we are one body. Then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, وَأَرْوَاحُهُمَا مِنْ رُوحٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. Their souls are from one soul. Your brother, your sister, and you come from one source. You are from the same father and mother. You are not separate. You are not a stranger. You come from one source, one origin. All the believers also come from the same soul, because they are all coming from faith in Allah, the Prophet, and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. You know, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana wa Aliyun abawa hadhihi al-ummah. Ali and I are parents of this ummah. So we are all children of the same parents. We all come from the same source. Arwahuhuma min ruhin wahida. All the believers, all the mu'mineen are brothers, and they are like one body, and their soul come from the same soul. Then Imam said, وَإِنَّ رُوحَ الْمُؤْمِنِ أَشَدُّ اتِّصَالًا بِرُوحِ اللَّهِ مِنِ اتِّصَالِ شُعَاءِ الشَّمْسِ بِهَا. The soul of mu'min is so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so near, so connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it's even closer than rays of sun to sun. Imagine when sun is shining and we have, you know, rays of light coming from sun. These rays of light are not separate, are not far. They're all connected to sun. Mu'min is even nearer to Allah than rays of sun to sun. This is the closeness of mu'min to Allah. And imagine now, when mu'mineen or are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they cannot be disconnected from each other. If you go far from Allah, then all the distances start. But when you go to the center, to the source, to the origin, all distances, differences disappear. If you go to the prophets, who are closely connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't find any conflict, you don't find any problem, because they are all close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The late Imam Khomeini used to say, if you have 124,000 prophets in one place, you would never find them fighting or disagreeing or quarreling, because they are connected to Allah. Mu'mineen are also supposed to be so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that then they would be united with each other, connected with each other, and they would not find anything to divide them. Division comes from darkness. Divisions come from misunderstanding and mistrusting. When you are connected to the source of light, then there is no reason why we should disagree, why we should mistrust. We would be all united. So the believers are from the same source and they form one unified body. So we have to try to have as many friends, as many brothers and sisters in faith as possible. Another hadith about the benefits of having such brothers and sisters is this hadith. An-nadharu ila al-akh tawadduhu fillahi 'azza wa jal 'ibadah. It's a very beautiful hadith. When you look at your brother in faith, or when a sister looks at her sister in faith with love, this is ibadah, this is worship. We have, you know, this about looking at ulama, looking at your parents. When you look at your parents with respect, with love, this is ibadah. When you look at alim, this is ibadah. When you look at another mu'min and you love him or her because of iman, this is also ibadah. Now you can understand why shaitan would never be happy and pleased when mu'mineen are close to each other. When just looking at the face of a mu'min is ibadah, now imagine what these mu'mineen who are united can do when they work together, when they think together, plan together, and work together. Shaitan will never be happy with this. Shaitan would his best to insert and to plant the seeds of mistrust, conflict, hatred, enmity, hostility. Because the success of shaitan depends on this. If mu'mineen are united, shaitan cannot do anything. So, an-nadharu ila al-akh tawadduhu fi Allah azza wa jal ibadah. Looking at your brother in faith with love, with affection, with tender, for the sake of Allah, is ibadah, is worship. Another hadith says, "Man istafada akhan fillah azza wa jal istafada baytan fil jannah." If someone manages to find a brother in faith, a brother in God, he has earned also a house in heaven. Having more brothers in faith means you would have more space in heaven. So who is then saying it would be enough for me to have, I don't know, 5 friends or 10 friends? No, the more the better. One of the sad things that we find in our social relations is that some of us are not able to find good friends. Some of us, we don't have real brothers or sisters that we can trust. Another problem, which inshallah I will discuss in future, is also some people are very quick and they rush in befriending, and then this also causes problem. They become friends with anyone without examination, without investigation. That's another problem. Inshallah, we'll talk about it later. What are the recommendations of Ahlul Bayt for deciding whether this person is a good person to be my brother or sister in faith, my friend or not? We will talk about it later. Now I want to talk about another problem. And this is the problem that causes loneliness. There are people that they say, I cannot find anyone to become my friend, my brother or sister in faith. Someone that I can find comfort in being with. This is a problem. You cannot say there is no one who is reliable or trustworthy. Yes, maybe some percentage of people, maybe even great percentage of people, or maybe even majority of people cannot meet the requirements and the standards. But you cannot say there is no one at all. There is no even a small minority with whom you can be very good and close. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in a famous hadith said, "A'jazu an-nas man 'ajaza 'an iktisab al-ikhwan." The most incompetent person is the one who cannot find brothers, cannot make friendship and brotherhood with anyone. If someone doesn't know this basic skill, and doesn't master this skill of finding and establishing friendship, this is a problem. Such person can never be successful in life. For sure, such people also would not have good relation when they marry, because your wife, your husband also is supposed to be your friend. If you have never had friendship in your life, then all of a sudden you cannot have very good relation with your husband or wife. You cannot have good relations in your office or, I don't know, workplace. You cannot have good relation with your in-laws. You have to learn how to make friendship, how to choose brothers and sisters in faith. And then after that, to maintain, to become a friend is something, to keep it is extra. There are people who make friends every day, but then the next day they forget them and make friendship with other people. This is not friendship. A real friendship has to endure, has to remain. It's like a plant that grows over time. The best friends are old friends. The best friends are friends that you know them for years. So if you manage to find good friends, brothers and sisters who are close to you, you have to keep them. How can you keep your friend? by visiting them, spending time together, talking together, helping them in the time of their need. This is like nutrition for friendship. If we never meet, never talk, never do anything together, never help each other, friendship dies. We can forget each other. You know, you see sometimes when people are in school, they are very close, but when they become adults, they forget each other. When they're in a school, even they cannot think of one day not meeting each other. But afterwards, they forget each other. But this is not a good habit. You should remember your friends. You should visit your friends. You should pray for your friends. You should do good things for your friends and on behalf of your friends. And in this way, maintain friendship. So Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam said, "A'jazu an-nas man 'ajaza 'an iktisab al-ikhwan." The most incompetent person is the one who is not able to make friendship, cannot find brothers and sisters in faith. "Wa'ajazu man," and more incompetent than him is man dhayya'a man dhafara bihi minhum. He loses those he has found. This person even is in a worse situation. So we have to learn how to find and keep and maintain friendship. I mentioned one more hadith today, and inshallah we will continue this discussion. We have many things to address. How to test and examine good friends, what are the rights of good friends over each other, what is the impact that this has on society. Inshallah, we'll talk about this in future nights. But the last hadith for today, which shows that this is an active process. This is something that you should take the initiative, and you should not just wait for it to happen. You should look for people that you can choose as your friends. One of the hadith is this hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Watlub mu'akhat al-atqiya. Seek brotherhood of the pious people. Look around in your neighborhood. Or maybe you need to go further in your town. Maybe you need to go further in your province, in your county. Maybe you need to go further in your country. Maybe sometimes you can find friends in other countries. But you should not be sitting relaxed unless finally you find pious brothers and sisters. For yourself, for your family, for your children, it's very important that you have such associates. A very easy way to protect your family and children is when you have pious family friends. This is good for you. This is good for your family and children. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Watlub mu'akhat al-atqiya." Even when this requires to go to the underground, to go to the lower levels of the earth, if there is a cave and there is one pious person that can become your brother, you have to go and finally find this person. If you need to ask and inquire, say, "I have come to London, I have come to Birmingham, I have come to Manchester, I don't know, any town. Who are good people? Who are pious people? Who are people with whom I can become brothers and sisters?" You should look for it. In the same way that you ask, "Who can be my GP? Who can be my, I don't know, a scholar that I can ask him questions? Which place I can go for shopping halal meat? You inquire about these things. You have to inquire also, who are pious mu'minin in this town with whom I can become friends? I can spend time with them. I can benefit from them. I can be inspired by them. You know, sometimes when we are living alone, sometimes when we are in our own isolated shells, bad ideas come to our mind. But as soon as you come out and see mu'mineen, you feel ashamed and even embarrassed to continue thinking about those things. Being in the presence of mu'mineen, looking at the face of mu'mineen and looking at their actions, give you such energy that you can very easily say no to shaitan. But when you are alone, or God forbids, if you are in the company of bad people, then shaitan becomes very strong. But the presence of mu'mineen, looking at mu'mineen, would keep shaitan away from us. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Watlub mu'akhat al-atqiya walau fi zulumat al-ard." وَإِنْ أَفْنَيْتَ عُمْرَكَ فِي طَلَبِهِمْ. Even if you spend all your life in finding such people, you should do it. If the result of spending years of your life is that finally you find very good friends, very good mu'mineen that can be your brothers and sisters, this is something that you should do. وَإِنْ أَفْنَيْتَ عُمْرَكَ فِي طَلَبِهِمْ. Even if you spend all your life in finding such people. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَمْ يَخْلُقْ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ أَفْضَلَ مِنْهُمْ بَعْدَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created on this earth anyone better than these mu'mineen after the prophets. Mu'mineen who are pious are the best of creation of Allah after anbiya, after ma'sumeen. So you should not be hesitant to spend your time, spend your energy in finding them and trying to be close with them. وَمَا أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ بِمِثْلِ مَا أَنْعَمَ بِهِ مِنَ التَّوْفِيقِ لِصُحْبَتِهِمْ. Allah has not blessed His servants with anything better than company of such people. No blessing is like the blessing of having good brothers and sisters in faith, good friends. Remember the hadith from Rasulullah I recited yesterday, that Rasulullah said, after Islam, this is the greatest benefit that you can have in your life. And here Imam Sadiq says the same thing. So we have to be actively looking for and seeking good friends, pious friends that we can trust. We can find comfort in them. We can find our strengths in meeting them, inshallah. We continue, inshallah, discussion, inshallah, tomorrow. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dar edame bahse darbare baradari va dosti arz kardim ke رسول اکرم صلی الله علیه و آله و سلم فرمودند هر چقدر می توانید دایره دوستی و برادری خودتون رو توسعه بدید، هر چی می تونید بیشتر برادران دینی، خواهران دینی برای خودتون داشته باشید. یک دلیل که دیروز گفتیم این بود که چون اینها در روز قیامت برای شما شفاعت میکنن، مؤمنین برای همدیگه شفاعت میکنن، اینو دیروز توضیح دادیم. دلیل دیگری که در احادیث ما آمده که یک مسئله روحی و روانی است این است که بودن با مؤمنین، همدم بودن، هم صحبت بودن، ملاقات کردن، نگاه کردن به چهره اونها باعث آرامش روحی، رفع کدورت و تاریکی از دل و جان انسان میشه. حدیثی را امام صادق علیه السلام فرمودند که هر چیزی، انسان باشه، حیوان باشه، پرنده باشه، یه چیزی تو این دنیا هست که با رسیدن به او آرامش پیدا میکنه، قرار پیدا میکنه. مؤمن با رسیدن به یک مؤمن دیگر آرامش پیدا میکنه، کما اینکه پرنده وقتی به آشیانش میره آرامش پیدا میکنه. پرنده میره این طرف و اون طرف، گاهی اینها کیلومترها راه دور میرن، گاهی ممکنه جایی پیدا کنن غذا هست، نمیدونم درخت هست، موقتی اونجا میمونن، ولی باز بر میگردن خونه خودشون، چون آرامش در خونه است، در آشیانه شونه. مؤمن هم آرامشش در اینه که با مؤمنین باشه. وقتی از مؤمنین فاصله میگیره بیقراره، میخواد زود برگرده به مؤمنین، زود برگرده به مسجد، زود برگرده به جلساتی که با مؤمنین داره. یا در یک حدیث دیگری فرمودند، معصوم علیه السلام فرمود مؤمن سکون و آرامش میگیرد از مؤمن، کما اینکه انسانی که تشنه است از آب آرامش میگیره. یک کسی که خیلی تشنه است و آتش داره، آب میاد دلشو خنک میکنه. آدمی خنکی رو فقط در زبان و دهانش احساس نمیکنه، اگه شما خیلی تشنه باشی با تمام وجود این آب خنک رو احساس میکنی. مؤمن هم وقتی به یه مؤمن میرسه با تمام وجود لذت میبره، آرامش پیدا میکنه. در یه حدیثی امام صادق علیه السلام فرمودن که مؤمنین مثل یک بدن هستند، اجزا و اعضا یک پیکره هستند، شبیه حدیثی که از پیغمبر اکرم هست که سعدی هم از اون الهام گرفته. و بعد فرمودن که مؤمنین روحشون از یک روح هست، از یک منشأ هست، و هر مؤمنی به خداوند متعال اتصالش شدیدتر از اتصال شعاع خورشید به خورشیده. پس چون مؤمنین به خداوند متصلند، به هم نزدیکند، هرچی شما به طرف مرکز دایره برید نزدیکتر میشه. شما یه دایره در نظر بگیرید، از محیط دایره شعاعی وصل بکنید به مرکز دایره، هرچی از مرکز دور میشید فاصله زیادتر میشه، هرچی به طرف مرکز میرید فاصله کمتر میشه، نهایتا در مرکز همه به هم میرسن. مؤمنین چون به مرکز نزدیکن، چون به خدا نزدیکن، به همدیگه نزدیکن. اونایی که از خدا دورند از همدیگه فاصله میگیرن و گاهی به دعوا و تضاد و درگیری میکشه. و آخرین مسئله ای که عرض کردیم این بود که انسان نباید منتظر باشه که تا یه دوستی پیدا بشه، یه برادری پیدا بشه، یه خواهر دینی پیدا بشه. باید فعالانه دنبال کرد. اگر کسی نمیتواند هیچ مؤمنی پیدا کنه، اگر کسی نمیتونه هیچ دوست خانوادگی پیدا کنه که متقی باشه، خوب باشه، این نشون میده که یکی از مهارت‌های لازم برای زندگی را نداره. یه مهارت است که انسان بتونه دوست و برادر پیدا کنه. امیرالمومنین فرمودن عاجزترین مردم کسی است که نمیتونه دوست پیدا کنه، نمیتونه برادر پیدا کنه، و از اون عاجزتر کسی است که اونایی رو هم که پیدا کرده از دست میده. دوستی مثل یک گله، مثل یک گیاهه. چطور گیاه نیاز به مراقبت داره؟ آب و نور میخواد، دوستی ملاقات میخواد، وقت با هم گذروندن میخواد، کمک کردن میخواد، دعا کردن میخواد. باید دوستی رو نگه داشت و رشد داد، و هرچی این دوستی زمان ببره قوی تر میشه، مثل گیاه و درختی که به مرور زمان ریشه هاش محکم تر میشه. امیدواریم که انشاءالله خداوند متعال به همه ما توفیق پیدا کردن دوستانی خوب و مؤمن و متقی رو انشاءالله بده. انشاءالله خداوند متعال پیوندهای برادری و ایمانی و ولایی بین ما رو انشاءالله روز به روز مستحکم تر بفرماید. از خداوند میخواهیم که ذره ای از عدم اعتماد، نفاق، دورویی، کینه، عداوت در میان ما باقی نگذارد. انشاءالله خداوند قلبهای ما را به خودش و به همدیگه متصل بکند. عنایات حجت خودش حضرت بقیت الله را انشاءالله شامل حال همه ما بکند و ما را و همه ذوی الحقوق ما را و اموات و درگذشتگان از این جمع را در این شب جمعه انشاءالله مشمول رحمت خودش بفرماید و انشاءالله گناهی از ما سر نزده باشد مگر اینکه از سایه انشاءالله مورد بخشش خداوند متعال قرار بگیرد. و صلی الله علی سیدنا محمد و آله الطیبین الطاهرین.